It's time for Greyhounds basketball.
His floater gets the roll. He's got the record to himself.
This broadcast is brought to you by KB Tire and Auto, Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Wise Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com, and Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online.
Burgess Steel, alley-oop, there's the dunk, baby! John Miller Moore!
Now here's the voice of the Greyhounds, J.B. Conley.
Good afternoon. We are in Sedalia, where the Greyhounds will take on Independence of Kansas. The Greyhounds bring a 4-0 mark into today's contest, while the Pirates are 3-3, having won three straight. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our pregame interview with head coach of the Greyhounds, Pat Smith. You're listening to Greyhounds basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Get a photo with Santa by your side. Our annual Side and Stricker Santa Day makes Christmas easy for you and your family with 20% off all John Deere toys and apparel. Come see Santa from 9 a.m. to noon on December 1st at any of our 13 great locations. Visit sideandstrickers.com for more information and other great John Deere deals. We'll see you at Santa Day, December 1st at Side and Stricker, always by your side.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joining us now is head coach Pat Smith. Come off a nice win against Kennedy King a week ago. We talked to you a little bit about that after that night where Alonzo went off for 55 points.
Yeah, it was really ironic that you go back home in front of a bunch of family and friends and you can have that type of performance. What's interesting, I didn't think he played very well the first 6, 8, or 10 minutes. It very closely resembled the game he had up there at Highland. We had the 42 points the second half. He had 35 the second half, and he just kind of stayed the course. And all of a sudden, he got on a roll, and I started asking some questions. I said to our coaches, I said, how many does he have? So they started updating me. Coach, he's got 42. He's got 45. And at that point, I made sure he was going to stay in to get the score record. We stopped our press. We had him in there with four non-starters, but I just thought it was practical to give him a chance to break the record.
We talked about Sean Miller Moore had a nice night, too.
Yeah, he had four dunks. He had 23 points. I mean, I told him the next day, I said, you know, it's real easy to lose sight of how good a performance you had last night. Don't do that. You had a great game. He had a couple of dunks that night that would have been probably SportsCenter top 10.
What about the remainder of the team? How do you assess how they played at Chicago?
I thought we played really well. I thought it was probably the best game we played all year. I thought we were on the road. We challenged them with that. We went up there, and I thought we did a great job defensively. I thought we did a great job in terms of trying offensively to execute doing what we do. And I thought, in all, it's probably one of our better performances.
Every year come back here to Sedalia. The past few years you've played some prep teams and some JVs. Now you get a couple of schools out of Kansas, actual JUCOs.
Well, and I really appreciate State Fair doing that because, you know, the non-JUCO games don't even count. Division II wins help you a little bit, but not a ton. So these are two Division I wins. And forgive me for taking this a little bit personal because this is sure not against the Independents. We got beat out for an at-large bid last year, JB, by two Jayhawk conference schools. So I've thought about it. You know, that it would be nice revenge to get a couple of wins and maybe something you hang your hat on at the end of the year.
We've talked about schedule a couple times with this year. Obviously, State Fair in the same boat. They'd like to get some of these tougher opponents in here as well.
State Fair has played a really tough schedule. I was talking to Adam Short, their assistant. They beat Wabash by two. They was tied up with Burlington the other night. I mean, Sunrise Academy out of Wichita was really, really good. I mean, five high majors. So they've played a really tough schedule. And then on top of that, they got two good teams in here this weekend, just like us, that they got to play.
Tell us about the first team you play, Independence.
Very scary, and I'm going to tell you why, because they've got a bunch of new guys. They're probably by far the biggest team we've played. The three things that concern me the most on them is their urgency, because we're going to play with a lot of purpose. We're ranked. I mean, we're going to get everybody's best shot. Number two, they do a great job of playing fast and attacking. And number three, they got the best post game and the best rebounding game offensively we've seen all year. So we have to have the urgency and purpose. We got to make sure that we really keep them from attacking the basket, full court and half court. And then last but not least, we got to work on keeping it out of the post and keeping them off the glass. So as our listeners are listening, those are going to be huge keys.
Is there anything specifically you do to address those needs?
No, we have a favorite saying, we do what we do. We work every day on front of the post. We work every day on switching ball screens, which they set a ton of ball screens. We work every single day on transition defense. So the things we work on, it's like Coach Elmore had a great saying today. He said, guys, you want to win this game? Do what we do. And that's one of our favorite deals. You know, we'll tweak something minor every now and then, but the bottom line to it, we're pretty much status quo, who we are, what we are, and doing what we do.
How's the health of your team going into tonight?
Barron's been all year. I think Rokeest Amadou had a really bad sprained ankle in practice. He's out for probably a certain period of time, and our prayers and thoughts are with him. He's not with us right now. But other than that, we're healthy. Raekwon Drake is probably as healthy as he's been all year. He's going to play a little bit today. So I think, knock on wood, we're getting there a little bit there. But, you know, it's kind of like a former player of mine who was in the NBA for a while told me. He said, you know, Coach, from the second week of the season on, you got something wrong with you every single day. And there's a lot of truth to that. So, you know, with that said, as of right now, we're healthy.
All right. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, JB. Appreciate you being up here.
That's Pat Smith. We'll be back with your starting lineups coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at CapitalMo.com. As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Announcing year-end model closeouts at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevy Buick and GMC models, save up to 24% on select Chevy Silverados or up to 20% on select GMC Arcadias. Also, special sneak peek saving on select 2019 Chevy Equinox and Buick Encores. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
And welcome back to Sedalia. J.B. Conley with you. If you missed it earlier, Lady Hounds winning today 74-65 over DMAC up in Marshalltown. Casey Holmes had 29 points to lead the Grady Hounds. Troy Tyler had 15. Shea Wilkes had 11 rebounds. Lady Hounds now 3-2 on the year. They will take on the host, Marshalltown, tomorrow afternoon at 5. You'll make a trip up to Marshalltown. We invite you to do so. Or you make a trip over to Sedalia tomorrow. See the Greyhounds play. They'll take on Allen County tomorrow. Let's give you the starting lineups for this one. First for the Independence Pirates, coming in with a record of 3-3. Their starters guard sophomore from Baltimore, Maryland, number 0, Kofi Mays. At guard, a freshman from Richmond, Virginia, number 10, Tiege Durham. At forward, a sophomore from Chicago, Illinois, number 20, Jabril Hellers. At guard, a sophomore from Muskogee, Oklahoma, number 23, Tyrese Berry. And at forward, sophomore from Jamaica, number 24, Sean Pollock. The Pirates, coached by Tony Turner, his sixth season. The assistants are James Cole, Eric Colbert, and Tom Tyler. For your Moberly Greyhounds, with a record of 4-0, ranked 11th in the nation, the starters look like this. At guard, 6'5", sophomore from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number 0, Sean Miller-Moore. At guard, 6'3", 165-pound sophomore from Hillside, Illinois, number 1, Alonzo Verge, Jr. At guard, 6'0", 155-pound freshman from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number 2, Raheem Sullivan. At forward, a 6'5", 175-pound freshman from Durham, North Carolina, number 4, Taj Small. And at forward, 6'8", 230-pound sophomore from Moberly, Missouri, number 3, Will Rucker. The Greyhounds coached by Pat Smith in his 10th season. The assistants, Andre Bell, Rusty Elmore. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire, Auto, Art Supplies, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring. Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency. V-Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly. Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agent. Sheraton Valley, keep you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. We're going to keep it here. They're about ready to tip, as they're quickly going through the starting lineups here for the folks in Sedalia. You're listening to AM 1230 KWIX Moberly, 92.5 KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us tonight. Lady Hounds winning 74-65 earlier today. Men looking to go to 5-0 on the year, coming off that big night last Friday night up in Chicago against Kennedy King. Alonzo Verge finishing with 55 points on 16 of 17 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 7 behind the arc. 17 of 24 from the field, 16 of 17 from the stripe in that one. Sean Miller-Moore had 22 points in that game, as he was 8 of 12 from the field. Also, Taj Small had a nice night, as he finished with 13 points in that contest. And we're just moments away from the tap. Greyhounds in the white uniforms tonight with the gray numerals in the red trim. And the Pirates are in pale gold uniforms with dark blue numerals and white trim. Greyhounds going left to right. Across your radio dial, across your computer at CentralMoInfo.com. It'll be Rucker to jump center against Harris. And we are ready to go. We will have a game tomorrow also at 5 o'clock here on Quick. So this tap is controlled by the Greyhounds, finally picked up by Sullivan. Ball comes out between the circles. It's Verge with it. Independence starting in a matchup zone. Ball comes to the near side for Verge. Pass goes left side of the floor. Three on the way by Small. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Still fought for. And ends up in the hands of Moberly. And Small puts it up and in. Took it away from two of the Pirates. 2-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. Early in the backcourt, it's Durham. Long pass into the front court. Goes out of bounds. Trying to save it on the far sideline for Indianapolis, it was Kofi Mays. 2-0 in favor of the Hounds. Quick three by Verge off the back iron, no good. Long rebound tipped to Tiege Durham. Durham will get it into the front court. Really to the near side of the floor. Gets to the baseline. Now brings it back out. Durham on the dribble. Gives it back outside. He'll find Berry. Gives it off to his right. Comes back to the top of the key. Dribbling there is Berry, working to his right. Being chased by Raheem Sullivan. Kick back out. Right side of the floor. Shot clock at 9. Long two on the way. Is left short by Berry. Rebound fought for. Pollock had it. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Moberly ball. Independence with the white numerals on the front, the blue numerals on the back. Into the front court, Sullivan kicks left side of the floor. Miller Moore gives it back out around the perimeter near side, Small. Small drives the lane, his pass deflected, taken away, grabbed by Pollock. 18:35 remaining in the first, Mobley up 2-0. Pass goes right corner, three on the way, rattles out, no good. Rebound, fought for, control by Moberly. They'll push up the floor, 4-on-2, bounce pass in the lane. There's the flush by Bellamore. 4-0 in favor of the Hounds. 18:19 remaining here in the first half. Moberly pressing, long pass up the floor, does get through, pass to the near side, to the rack, and a foul is going to be called on Rucker as Harris took it to the hole. Will picks up his first team foul, number one. At the line, Jabril Harris, averaging 9.2 points per game. He's 6 of 9 from the free throw line this year. Also averaging 8.2 rebounds per contest. Makes the first free throw. One more attempt coming up. And checking in will be Tavo Minieri for the Hounds, as Rucker has a seat. Ricky Edwards on the floor for the Pirates. Second free throw is good. 4-2 the score. Greyhounds with the ball. 2 minutes into the contest now. Small into the front court. Gives it back to Verge, top of the key. Thought about an NBA three. Left side, Small will take the NBA three. That's too strong. Rebound on the near side, controlled by Pollock. They give it back to the right side. Into the front court. This is Berry. Near side for Edwards. Dribbling to his right at the top of the key. Bounce pass into the right corner. Baseline jumper from 12 is too strong by T.J. Durham. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Grab by Sullivan into the front court. Ball swung left side. Small is going to be called for a travel. He head faked a three. Started his drive to the baseline and slid that back foot. Greyhounds up 4-2, 17:37 remaining here in the first half. Some confusion about where the inbounds pass have come from. It's going to be in front of the Pirates bench. Across from us and to the right. Comes into the backcourt for Durham. He'll give it back. Berry on the dribble, double team. In the front court now. Berry has it back, working to his right, pass goes right side of the floor. Curling left is Durham. Near side for Edwards. Edwards spins to his right, shot clock at 12. Grabbed by Minieri, top of the key. Near side for Durham. Long pass to the right side. Down to 5 on the shot clock, and a 3, and that's going to be a bailout at midcourt. Verge a little too aggressive on the defense, and Ricky Edwards will go to the line to shoot 3. Verge picks up his first team foul, number 2. Wasn't even a good shot attempt. It was just a chance to draw contact before the shot clock expired. Edwards, 7.8 points per game. First free throw rattles out. No good. Sophomore from Dallas, Texas. 71% from the stripe coming in. His second free throw is good. He'll have one more attempt. Four to three, 17-10 remaining in the first half. Allen County already here watching the next game. Watching this game, they play the next one. Third free throw attempt rolls in. 2 of 3. We're tied at 4. Pass to the front court. Raheem Sullivan with it. Left side, Burge back to Sullivan. Right side, Miller Moore into the right corner. 3 on the way by Small. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Sullivan. Fresh shot clock for the Greyhounds. Burge from the left side. In the lane, off the glass. Gets the roll. Burge's first points. It's 6-4 in favor of the Hounds. 16:45 remaining here in the first half. Front court right side. This is Berry with it. Off to his right. On the dribble now is Durham into the lane. Draws 2 defenders, count 1. Let's see who they call a foul on. He was hit by a couple of Greyhounds as he got to the basket. And the foul is on Tavo Minieri. That'll be his first team foul, number 3. checking in for the Hounds will be Markelo Sullivan, replacing Taj Small. Chance for a three-point play. Tej Durham, 11.6 points per game, 57% from the stripe this season. Hits the free throw. And the Greyhounds trail for the first time, 7-6, 3.5 minutes into the game. Into the front court, left side. Miller Moore dribbles up to the wing, stops, now needs help. He's inside. Kilo called for a travel as he got stuck in traffic and tried to bounce a pass out to the near side for Raheem and took an extra step to get rid of the ball. 16-17 remaining in the first half. It's 7-6 in favor of the Pirates. Overly pressing inbounds pass comes in. Now swung to the near side of the floor. They'll get it into the front court, near side for Edwards. He'll give it back out to Berry. Near side for Edwards again, deep off the left wing. Curling to his right up to the top of the key. Pass to the right side, deflected by Verge. Still loose on the floor. In front of the Greyhounds bench, saved by the Pirates. 12 on the shot clock. Into the right corner. Nothing there for Edwards. Pass comes back to the near side. In the corner, Tej for three is good. Tej Durham has 6 points. That's 10-6 in favor of the Pirates. 15:45 remaining in the first half. Left side. Into the front court. Miller Moore gives it back to Verge. Verge top of the key. Curling to his left. Feeds it back to the right side. Raheem for three. Spins out of the hole. No good. Rebound controlled by Pollock. He'll leave it off for Berry. Berry will get it into the front court. Long pass right side. Too much mustard on it for Edwards. Sails out of bounds. Moberly ball with 15:20 remaining in the first half. And Mike Hood will check into the game for Moberly. Also coming into the contest, Isaiah Ford. As Miller Moore and Mignari sit down. Miller Moore is just going to inbound in front of the Hounds bench. He stays in the game. He's out there with Verge, Markelo Sullivan, Hood, and Ford, and a foul as Verge took it into the lane. Through the contact, 12 feet from the basket. Not a shooting foul. The foul on Durham will be his first. Team foul number one. Virgil trigger baseline near side. Gets in. Quick three on the way by Hood. Left short. Rebound control by Harris. He'll leave it off. Very into the front court. Pass into the right corner. Three on the way by Edwards. It's good. It's his team best ninth three-pointer of the year, and it's 13-6 in favor of the Pirates. Front court left side, Miller Moore at the wing. 14:50 remaining in the first half. Long pass to near side, Markelo Sullivan at the wing. Takes the three, rattles out, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Edwards in front of his own bench. He'll get it off to Berry into the front court. Three on the way is off the rim, short rebound controlled by Moberly. And they're calling offensive foul as Verge caught the ball and Edwards held his ground. Verge turning to go up floor and Edwards draws the contact. Verge picks up his second. Team foul number four on the Greyhounds. Rucker back into the game for Moberly, replacing Verge. Alex Torres into the game for Independence, sophomore from the Bronx, New York. And also, Mamadi Jakin will check in, freshman from Paris, France, for Independence. Inbounds pass comes into Torres. Has it between the circles. Guarded by Raheem Sullivan. Bounce pass to the right side of the floor. And they're called foul on Rucker as he made contact with Edwards. And that's going to be his second, team foul number five. With 14:19 remaining in the first half, and that'll get Taj Small back off the bench for Moberly. And Indianapolis, Kofi Mays on the floor again, replacing Edwards. Inbounds pass comes in. Torres between the circles, working to his right. Feeds off right side of the floor. Curling to his left. Mays with it. Bounce pass to the near side of the floor. On the dribble is Durham. Working to his right. Shot clock at 8. Pass goes right side. Torres with it. Spin move down to 5. front of the bench on the far sideline. Lobs it low post, deflected, taken away by the Hounds. Bounce pass up the floor to the rack. Small, he's going to be fouled. Grabbing the ball was Tiege Durham. That'll be his second personal. Team foul number two. Todd Small at the line. He's 5 of 6 from the stripe this year, averaging 14.8 points per game. First free throw is good. That snaps a 9-0 run for the Pirates. And Quavius Pollard, freshman from Lynette, Alabama, checks in for Indianapolis. Small second free throw is good. He has 4 to lead the Hounds. It's 13-8, 13-54 remaining in the first half. And they're going to call a foul in the backcourt on the Greyhounds. Mike Hood called for the reach. His first team foul, number 6. And checking in for Moberly, DeMarcus Sharp off the bench. He'll replace Markelo Sullivan. Independence by 5. 13:49 remaining in the first half. Torres into the front court. Working to his left. Bounce pass comes to the near side. He'll find Mays. Back to his right. He's a back left side for Torres. Lobs pass low post. Deflected out of bounds by DeMarcus Sharp. It'll stay with Independence. 16 on the shot clock. Mays will trigger on the sideline down in the near corner. Wait for someone to get open. Finally on the near side, Torres does. Dribbling to his right. Knocked out of his hands. Loose ball on the floor and saved in the lane by Independence, and a foul on the layup attempt by Pollard. Overly foul on Mike Hood, his second, team foul number 7. Pollard, the freshman, averaging 5.8 points per game, 7 of 9 from the free throw line this year. First attempt is good. The Pirates now 6 of 7 from the stripe this game. And Miller Moore checks back in for Moberly, replacing Mike Hood. Pollard's second free throw attempt on its way rattles home on the third hop. 15-8. 13:22 remaining in the first half. Near side of the floor, Sharp with it. Curls up to the top of the key. Ball swung left side. Raheem Sullivan back to his right. In the lane. His shot is no good. Rebound won't go. Rebound won't go. Loose ball picked up by the Hounds again. Saved in the near corner and then thrown back to Derek Redmond. Just checked in for Independence. He'll save it off to Mays. Mays far sideline. In traffic. Dishes underneath. And the shot is up and in by Pollard, who has 4. 17-8. The Greyhounds are going to take a timeout with 12:52 remaining in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now through November 30th, save $60 on MS-250 at Failing Small Engine in Salisbury. Buy a MS-180 CBE saw and get an extra chain free. Better yet, get a MS-271 Farm Boss and get a free extra chain, a six-pack of HP Ultra Oil, plus double your warranty, all at no extra charge. It's happening now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West in Salisbury.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you. 12:52 remaining in the first half. The Greyhounds trailing by a score of 17-8. Probably led by Taj Small with 4. Burge and Miller Moore with 2 apiece. Independence led by Tiege Durham with 6. Ricky Edwards has 5. And Quavius Pollard with 4. Jabril Harris with 2 points so far. Rams will take on Allen County tomorrow. Pregame 4:50, tip at 5 o'clock here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. A coming out of the timeout. It'll be Miller Moore, Small, Sharp. Also on the floor, Raheem Sullivan and Isaiah Ford. Ball goes left side. Miller Moore draws two defenders. He'll feed it down into the corner. Comes back out to him now. 15 on the shot clock. Miller Moore lost the ball as he got in the lane. Got it back somehow. In traffic. Has his shot blocked. Got his own rebound with three defenders on him. Passes back. He stepped on the baseline. It'll be Independence ball. 12:29 remaining in the half. Overly pressing in. Inbounds pass comes into Mays. He'll go back to the right side for Shaquin. Off to Torres. Torres splits two defenders, gets into the front court. Pass comes into left corner for Mays. This pass back to the right side, stolen by Raheem Sullivan. Two on two up the floor. Sullivan to the rack himself. Pops, won't go. Rebound controlled by Moberly. And stepping on the baseline this time is Taj Small. They're being aggressive after the boards, but not catching it where they can get down in bounds. Bounce pass comes into Mays, draws two defenders in the corner, and his pass kicked out of bounds. Shaquin will inbound. Down the corner. Comes into Mays. Move it back to Shaquin to the near side. Torres into the front court. Weaves through traffic in the lane. Took a side step. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds off the shot. Will be Moberly ball. .11:58 remaining in the first half. Moberly trailing 17-8. Raheem Sullivan into the front court near sideline. Curls back to his left. Torres knocks it out of bounds, and then Torres stepping out of bounds when he touched the ball. It'll be Moberly ball again. Small will inbound from the near sideline. Comes into Sullivan. Raheem with it, dribbling to his left. Stops, gives it back out. Sharp with it. Deep between the circles. Shot clock at 12. Left side. Comes back to Miller Moore. Seven on the shot clock. Splits three defenders. Tries to force a pass. Deflected. Loose ball on the floor. And we'll have a held ball. It's going to be Moberly's ball on the arrow with one on the shot clock. Check that. It's going to be Indianapolis ball. Moberly won the opening tap. Burge back into the game for the Greyhounds. And a timeout's going to be taken by Independence. We're going to take a 30-second break. 11:28 remaining in the first half. Greyhounds trail 17-8 back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back to Sedalia. J.B. Conley with you. 11:28 remaining in the first half. Greyhounds trailing Independence of Kansas 17-8. Indy with the ball in their backcourt. Shaquin to trigger. Guarded by Miller Moore. Gets passed into Torres. Torres still dribbling. Pass to the near sideline. Finds Mays. Gives it back to Torres. Gets into the front court finally. Just beating the 10 count by 2 seconds. Right side of the floor, Shaquin with it, comes back out towards the big court with 15 on the shot clock. Dribbles to his right, gives it back up, Pollard with it to the near side of the floor. Mays tries to drive inside, and he was bumped by Small. That'll be his first team foul, number 8. Team fouls are 8-2 right now, 11:04 remaining in the first half. Kofi Mays at the line. 4.8 points per game. He's 3 of 5 from the stripe this season. First attempt is good. It's a 10-point lead for the Pirates. Second free throw on its way. Bounces off, no good. Rebound controlled by Sharp from Moberly. Hounds down to 10. 11 minutes remaining in the first half. Burge in the front court. Drives the lane to the rack himself with three defenders. He's fouled and will shoot two. Drawing some fouls inside may open up the offense. Pollard picks up his first, team foul number three. Burge averaging 31 points per game, 78% free throw shooter. Hits the first. And a number of substitutions coming in for the Pirates. Almost complete line change here. Harris back in. Pollock's back into the game. As is Barry. Ricky Edwards and DeJuan Edwards comes in for the first time. Freshman guard from Richmond, Virginia. Burge's second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Taj Small, however. He's out to the near side. Ball left side, three by Miller Moore off the hill, no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go on Tyrese Berry. That'll be his first, team foul number four, going for the rebound. But Raekwon Drake at the line. He just came into the game. And they called an intentional foul. They're clearing out the line here. At the line, Drake. They'll shoot a couple and Moberly have the ball. First one's no good. Drake, 3 of 5 from the stripe this year, averaging 2.3 points per game. Second free throw is good. His first point of the night. 18 to 10. And the Hounds will inbound with a fresh shot clock. 10:44 remaining in the half down, 18-10. Inbounds pass left corner. Miller Moore feeds back inside to Verge. Fadeaway jumper from 10, left short, and a foul on the rebound. Going to go against Drake. His first team foul number nine, a 1-1 coming up at the other end. So a 1-1 coming up with 10:39 remaining. Here in the first half, and the front end of the 1-1 is missed by Pollock. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Burge into the front court, top of the key, working to his left, back to his right, feeds the right side, called for a travel on the pass. He tried to find Sharp at the right wing. 10:30. Remaining here in the first half, Greyhounds trailing 18-10. Berry into the front court. Right side for Harris. Back to Berry, drives the baseline, feeds it back out, Pollock with it, back outside the perimeter. Near side finds Edwards at the wing, 12 on the shot clock. Coming up on the midway point of the first half, Edwards top the key, swung right side, shot clock at 8. Holding the ball out there. Berry looking for somewhere to go, stripped of it, loose. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. They reset the shot clock prematurely. That's why the horn didn't sound. The official keeping track of it recognized it was over 30 seconds. Now the Greyhounds ball. Burge into the front court left side. Has it deep off the wing, curling to his right. The top key feeds into the right corner. Sharp, open for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Moberly. Miller Moore takes it out to the far corner. Feeds it to Burge at the free throw line. Splits two defenders. Layup left short, but he's fouled and will shoot two. Foul on DeJuan Edwards will be his first, team foul number five. Lonzo Verge at the line, one of two from the stripe, has 3 points. Average averaging just under 31 points per game. Had 55 last Friday against Kennedy King. Hits the first. And Markelo Sullivan comes into the game replacing Sharp. The Pirates get Shaquin back into the game, replacing Pollock. Second free throw is good. Burge with five down to lead the Hounds. Down to a six-point game, 18-12, 9:35 and counting left in the first half. Right side of the floor, it's Edwards curling to his left. Gets to the corner. Long pass goes back into the right corner now. Fed back out. And a shot attempt is partially blocked and taken away by the Hounds. Burge picks up the loose ball off the block by Miller Moore. Burge, top of the key, three. Bang! He has eight. It's down to a three-point game with 9:11 remaining in the first half. Berry into the front court. Dribbles right side of the floor. Looking for a teammate to get open. No one available right now. Still dribbling out between the circles. Down to 13. Great defense by the Greyhounds. Picks up the dribble. Pass comes near side. Edwards down to 8. Edwards drives in. Now kicks out right side. Three on the way by Edwards. No good. Rebound fought for the key. Controlled by Miller Moore. They can tie with a three on this trip. Front court right side. Burge kicks right corner. Three by Small for the tie. That's off the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Harris. Into the front court left side. It's Edwards launching a three. Rims out. No good. Rebound Harris. The putback draws a foul. He'll shoot two. There's a big body inside. And the foul is going to go on Raekwon Drake. It'll be his second personal, team foul number 10. With 8:25 remaining here in the first half. First free throw is good. Harris averaging 9.2 points per game. He's 3-3 from the free throw line in this contest now. And he's got one more attempt coming up. Second free throw is also good. 20-15 in favor of the Pirates. 8:20 remaining in the first half. Miller Moore tries to force it to the baseline. It's out of bounds off of Drake. It'll be Pirates ball. .8:17 remaining in the half. Two Greyhounds fans made the trip over. Not a whole lot from Independence, and we've got the Allen County team watching. Right side of the floor. Edwards with it deep off the wing. Working his way towards midcourt. Now comes to the near side. Finds Edwards down on the shot clock. Fed inside. Harris now has it. Shot up and in. Harris with six. His first bucket. 22-15. Front court left side. Burge in traffic at the elbow. Knocked out of his hands. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by the Pirates. Driving to the rack and laying it up and in is Ricky Edwards. He has seven. As 24-15, 7:35 remaining in the first half. Burge into the front court. Left side of the floor. Comes back to his right top. He feeds it right side. Small for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by Miller Moore on the far side. 7:13 remaining in the half. Burge at 25 feet takes the three. Bang! His second triple, he's got 11. 24-18, 7:04 remaining in the first half. Into the front court, Torres, right side of the floor. Gives it off to Edwards, back to the near side for Ricky Edwards. Ricky Edwards to the top of the key. Finds DeJuan Edwards, left side three, left it short, rebound fought for. Controlled by Harris, he threw it away to Miller Moore. Miller Moore, spin move into the front court, feeds it left side. Small, into left corner, Verge for three, off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Moberly, put back, draws a foul. He's going to put Taj Small at the line to shoot two. Fouls on Jakeen, that'll be his first, team foul number six. At the line, Taj Small, 2 of 2 from the stripe, has 4 points. 6:36 remaining in the first half. First free throw, rims out, no good. Tyrese Berry back into the game, replacing DeJuan Edwards for the Pirates. Second attempt is good. Small now has 5 points. 24-19, 6:35 remaining first half. Greyhounds pressing again. Near side, Torres into the front court. We'll find Ricky Edwards. Works off to his right for Berry. Comes back out to Torres midcourt. Dribbling to his left at the elbow. Brings it back outside. Holds over his head. Now feeds it back in the low post. Triple team there. A travel's going to be called on Chicane. Moberly ball with 6:13 remaining. Mike Hood back into the game. Replacing Drake. 24-19. Independence pressing. Moberly getting it into the front court left side. Small. Up on the sideline. Gives it back out. Burge, top of the key. Starts his dribble into the lane. Splits four defenders to the rack. Cut it one! Verge with a bucket. A chance for a three-point play. The foul on Ricky Edwards will be his first. Team foul number 7. At the line, Alonzo Verge with 13 points. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Trying to cut it to a two-point game with exactly 6 minutes remaining in the first half. The free throw is good. Verge with 14 here in the half. 24-22, Hounds down 2. Into the front court, Berry. Picks up his dribble. Now he needs a lot of help. And they're going to call a held ball. Moberly's ball on the arrow. As Hood and Miller Moore got in his face and were able to force the tie-up. Kofi Mays will come back in. He's going to replace Berry. Hounds can tie with a 2, take the lead with a 3. 5:50 remaining. Here in the first half, Verge dribbling. Feeds it left corner. Hood with it. Gives it back out. Small back out to Verge. From 30 feet, bang! The Greyhounds have the lead again. 25-24 with 5:34 remaining in the first half. Verge was 17 already. Into the front court. Torres to the rack. Throws out to the right corner. 3 on the way. Rattles home for Ricky Edwards, who has 10. 27-25. Verge top of the key. 2 defenders on now. Near side, Small, wide open for 3. Rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by Miller Moore. Splits 4 defenders to the rack. Off target left, no good. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed by the Pirates on the far sideline. Kofi Mays with it. And he was fouled. Reaching in was Verge. That'll be his third. With 5:02 remaining in the half, the Hounds trailing 27-25. Independence ball. Greyhounds right now going with Miller Moore, Raheem Sullivan, Tyler Small, Mike Hood, and Markelo Sullivan. Kofi Mays at the line. He's shooting 2. We're in the double bonus with 5:02 remaining in the half. First free throw is too strong. He's 1 of 3 from the line now. 27-25 in favor of the Independence Pirates. Second free throw is good. Mays with 2. That's a 3-point lead for the Pirates. Sullivan into the front court, right side. Finds Markelo to the rack off the window. It's good. Markelo's first points. Hounds within 1. 28-27, 4:50 remaining in the half. Front court right side, Mays bounces it to the baseline, threw it too far. He was looking for Pollard in the low post, went out of bounds. They're going to say deflected by Moberly. ...28-27, 4:43 left in the first half. Inbounds pass will come out to Edwards near the top of the key, curling to his left. Drives in, now feeds it back outside, Mays into the lane. Splits a couple defenders, his layup off target right, the putback. We'll get the roll. Pollard with 6 now. 30-27. Miller Moore front court. Feeds it left side. Small with it. In the lane. Around a couple defenders. They're going to call a foul and a push underneath called on Harris. That'll be his first. Team foul number 8. At the line, Taj Small, he's 3 of 4, has 5 points. 4:20 remaining in the first half. Greyhounds trailing 30-27. Small's first free throw is good. Freshman from Durham, North Carolina, averaging 14.8 points per game. Second free throw, also good. He has 7. Hounds back within 1. Front court near side, Ricky Edwards feeds it to the right side, where it's stolen. Up the floor, Raheem Sullivan finds Markelo, finds Miller Moore, finds the bottom of the basket. Miller Moore with 4 on that dunk, 31-30 in favor of the Hounds. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Ball knocked out of bounds to the near sideline. It'll stay with Independence. Torres will trigger. Gets into Ricky Edwards. Edwards drives up to the top. He now brings it back out. He'll find Mays near midcourt. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Greyhounds by 1. They trailed by as many as 10 here in the first half. Right side Torres curling to his left. For the elbow, through traffic, stops, gives it back out to the top of the key for Mays. To his right, feeds it low post again. Harris lays it up and in. 32-31 in favor of the Pirates. 3:38 remaining in the half. Near side, Raheem Sullivan out to Markelo for 3. Bang! He has 5. The Hounds by 2. The 6th lead change here in the first half. 34-32 in favor of the Hounds. 3:20 remaining. Torres, front court right side, to the wing, back up to the top of the key, finds Pollard, left side, out of bounds, it's going to stay with Indianapolis, deflected by the Greyhounds. I believe it's Markelo Sullivan getting a fingertip on it. Mays will trigger, gets it into Ricky Edwards. The wing left, lobs into low post for Pollard, his shot blocked behind the recall, foul on Mike Hood, that'll be his 3rd. 3:10 remaining in the half. He has 3. Verge has 3. Tej Durham, the only Pirate with more than 1. He has 2. Pollard, 2 of 2 from the line, has 6 points. Freshman from Lynette, Alabama. First free throw, rims out, no good. And DeMarcus Sharp back into the game, replacing Hood. 3:10 left in the first half. Greyhounds leading 34-32. Second free throw on its way. It's good. 1 point game. And Pollard will have a seat. Mark Crawford checks in for the first time. Sophomore forward from Memphis, Tennessee. Into the front court, Raheem Sullivan, right side. Crosses to his left, in the lane. Stripped of the ball, and he's fouled. That's going to put Sullivan at the line, shooting a 1-1. And the foul was called on Alex Torres, his 1st. Sullivan is 3 of 4 from the line this year, 6.5 points per game. First free throw of the night here is too strong. Greyhounds now 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Derek Redmond into the game for Independence, freshman from Richmond, Virginia. One of 4 freshmen from Richmond, Virginia on this squad. 2nd free throw, off the heel, no good. The rebound controlled by the Pirates. Grabbed by Kevin Charles, just came into the game. Mays with it. Near side finds Redmond, curling to his right. Feeds it right side and deflected out of bounds by Taj Small. Will stay with the Pirates. 2:48 left in the first half. Greyhounds leading 34-33. Independence will inbound on the far sideline. Ricky Edwards will trigger, gets into Kofi Mays. Curling to his left. Back to his right. And we get a foul away from the ball against Independence. Leave an illegal screen, I think, is the call here. Nope, check there. They're going to call that on Moberly. Taj Small picks up his 2nd, called for the push. Rebound Ricky Edwards at the line has 10 points. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Sophomore from Dallas, Texas. First attempt is short. He'll have one more attempt coming up with 2:40 remaining in the half, trying to tie the game up. Second free throw, too strong. Rebound Moberly. We get a whistle. And a foul on the rebound will go against Independence. Foul is on Kevin Charles. That is his first. Team foul number 10. So Taj Small will get a couple of free throws with 2:37 remaining in the half. Isaiah Ford about to check in for the Greyhounds once again. Small's first free throw. Too strong. Marcus Sharp will have a seat. Small is 5 of 7 from the free throw line, has 7 points in this game. Second free throw is good. 35-33 in favor of the Hounds, 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Front court right side, Kofi Mays feeds into the lane. Charles has it blocked from behind by Small. Small picks up the loose ball. Weaves into the front court through traffic, through four defenders to the rack, and they're call a foul. On Small, his third personal. They'll call him for the offensive foul. He'll have a seat. Sharp back into the game. 2:22 remaining in the half. Greyhounds leading 35-33. Inbounds comes into Mays in the backcourt. He'll give it back down near side of the floor. Redmond to midcourt, and reaching in was DeMarcus Sharp. That's his first. Two free throws coming up for the Pirates. With 2:15 remaining in the half, Greyhounds leading 35-33. And Kofi Mays at the line. He's 2 of 4 from the stripe. Coming up in the half, we'll recap the first half stats. Check the schedule for you. First free throw is good. One more attempt. Mays trying to tie it up. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 35. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Raheem Sullivan into the front court near side. Back to the top of the key. Feeds it left side. Miller Moore with it. Back up to Sullivan. Holds the ball. Feeds it to his right. Marquilo for three. Rims out. No good. Rebound controlled by Ricky Edwards. He'll give it back to the near side of the floor. Mays front court near side for Redmond. Holds the ball. Now dribbles to his right. Feeds it back to the near side of the floor. Kofi Mays drives the lane. Maybe got away with an extra step. Lays it up and in. He has 6. 37-35, Pirates, 1:38 remaining in the half. Raheem Sullivan into the front court right side. Top of the key, Miller Moore slipped and lost the ball. Picked up by the Pirates. Up the floor is Mays, and Mays was fouled by Sharp. That's going to be his second. Two more free throws coming up. Kofi Mays with 6 points. He's 4 of 6 from the free throw line. 1:28 remaining. Here in the first half, Greyhounds trailing by 2. Mays the only Pirate at the key. The other 4 talking back to their coach right now. First free throw is good. Mays now 5 of 7 from the stripe. Thirty-eight, 1:28 remaining in the first half. Second free throw is good. Mays with 8. 4-point lead for the Pirates. Raheem Sullivan into the front court right side. Goes around a screen set by Miller Moore, and reaching in was Mays. That's going to be his first foul, and 2 free throws coming up. Raheem Sullivan, 0 of 2 from the line. We'll try 2 more here with 1:20 remaining in the first half. called tight at both ends. First free throw off to the left, no good. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw off target to the right. Rebound controlled by Kevin Charles. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Pirates ball. Knocked out by the Hounds. .118 remaining here in the first half. Greyhounds trailing 39-35. Into the front court, right side. Redmond with it. Pass into the lane. Now to the near side. Mays steps into a three. It's an air ball left short. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court, driving to the corner. Comes back out to Markelo Sullivan. Now left side of the floor. Sharp with it. Top of the key, Miller Moore. Under a minute to play in the half. Miller Moore at the left elbow. Stops. Now fires up a shot from 10 feet. No good. Tips the rebound out of bounds. It's going to be Independence ball with 45 seconds remaining in the half. 39-35. Overly pressing again. Crawford in the backcourt, near side for Mays. Into the front court, working to his right. Down to 20 on the shot clock. 30 seconds left in the half now. Three on the way is good by Ricky Edwards. His third three of the half. He has 13 points to lead his team. 42-35. Shot clock turned off. 23 seconds left in the half. Raheem drives the lane, splits four defenders, and draws the foul. He'll shoot two with 19.1 seconds remaining. The foul on Kofi Mays is the second. At the line, Raheem Sullivan, 0-4 from the line tonight. .1 seconds remaining in the first half. First free throw is good. His first point of the afternoon. 42-36. And the second free throw on its way. No good. Rebound controlled by Independence. 15 seconds remaining in the half. Into the front court, right side of the floor. On the dribble, Redmond. Off to his right for Ricky Edwards. Edwards back to the near side, finds Mays, who's fouled by Markelo. That's his first. Two more free throws coming up for Mays with 7 seconds remaining in the half. Mays is 6 of 8 from the stripe. First free throw short. One more attempt, 7 seconds remaining in the half. Slams the ball against his left palm. Dribbles twice. Second attempt on its way. Rims out, rebound Moberly. Into the front court, Raheem Sullivan tripped up, lost the ball, rolls to the near sideline. Saved, a three by Markelo at the buzzer's left short. At the half, it is Independence 42, Moberly 36. We'll take a two-minute break and be back. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris at Beecraft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
We're told that mom knows best, but when it comes to clothes for me and my brother, let's be serious. We know what we like, but you won't find us at the mall. That's not my thing.
Our kids love Kids Caboose. Kids Caboose carries gently used clothing in all the latest styles. We can save up to 70% off of mall prices. Check out all the latest specials on the Kids Caboose Facebook page. Kids Caboose in historic downtown Moberly, the largest children's store in North Central Missouri.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you could win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Sedalia. Time for the halftime show brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancefurniture.com. At the half, the Greyhounds trailing Independence by a score of 42-36. Moberly led by Alonzo Verge Jr. with 17 points in the first half. Tyler Small had 8. Marquelo Sullivan had 5. Sean Miller Moore with 4. Raheem Sullivan and Raquan Drake each had 1 in the first half. Independence led by Ricky Edwards with 13. 8 apiece for Kofi Mays and Jabril Harris. 7 points for Anquavius Pollard. 6 for Tiege Durham. Foul trouble piling up for the Greyhounds. Verge, Small, and Hood each with 3. For Independence, it's Mays and Durham with 2 apiece. Probably 12 of 21 from the free throw line in the first half. Independent 16 of 25. We had 7 lead changes and 3 ties in the first half. 42-36 in favor of the Pirates here at halftime. If you missed it earlier, the Lady Hounds picking up a win today by a score of 74-65 against DMAC up in Marshalltown, Iowa. Led by Casey Holmes with 29 points. Torrey Tyler had 15. Shea Wilkes had 11 rebounds. Lady Hounds are now 3-2 on the air. They will take on the host Marshalltown tomorrow afternoon at 5. Of course, we'll be here tomorrow afternoon. The Greyhounds will take on Allen County of Kansas here in Sedalia. And that will be at 5 o'clock, pregame 4:50 here on Quicks. We'll talk a little bit more about the schedule coming up our next segment. Normally led by as many as 4 in the first half. Pirates, when storming back, went up by 10 in the first 9 minutes. And a 9-0 run as part of that. Greyhounds came back, took the lead, changed a couple of times, and then Independence reclaimed the lead the final minutes of the first half after Verge picked up his third personal and went to the bench. That's when the Pirates started to regain their momentum. Verge already with 17 points. He started getting on a tear from about the 9-minute mark to about the 4-minute mark in the first half. 42-36 after the break. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire, Auto, Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, B-Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. 42-36 at the half. Be back with more of the halftime show brought to you by Arts in 2 minutes. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's the Cadillac 2018 model closeout at Thomas Motors in Moberly. You can save over $15,000 on select 2018 Cadillacs. If you've ever wanted a Cadillac, now's the time to stop into Thomas Motors. 2018 Cadillacs are on the move, so head in today to get yours. View your new 2018 Cadillac online at thomasmtrs.com. Save thousands on your next Cadillac at Thomas Motors, where a handshake still means something.
Yeah.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
And welcome back to Sedalia. J.B. Conley with you. The halftime show brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Busy weekend of sports for you on regional radio. Today on the captain, you heard Mizzou hold on to beat Kennesaw State. Over on Crest right now, we've got the Truman women taking on Wayne State. Ben Winstein has the call of that one. And after that's over, Truman men will be at Northwest Missouri State. Brad and Hank will have the call of that starting about 6:50 over on Crest. So right about the time we wrap up, or we can keep it here. We'll have the Lindy's College Football Report, a feature that we've had all season long on Quicks. It'll be after our game tonight coming up on Quicks. So I invite you to stick around for that, college football fans. Tomorrow we've got Class 1 state football quarterfinals, Fayette at West Grand. Eric Duke, Scott Luddy will have the call on Crest coverage starting at 12:40. Mizzou at Tennessee football will be on the captain tomorrow, coverage starting at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. Mizzou becoming bowl eligible last weekend, looking to play their way to a better bowl over the next couple of weeks. They've got Tennessee coming up tomorrow. Of course, they've got Arkansas coming up on Friday at home. Truman women will take on Winona State tomorrow on Quicks AM and FM. Ben will have the call starting at 12:45. Then I'll be back here at 4:50 for the Greyhounds in Allen County of Kansas. 4:50 pregame, 5 o'clock tip. Sunday, we'll have Mizzou basketball on Crest starting at 4 o'clock from the Paradise Jam. Monday, we'll have our boys tip-off show on Crest covering area high school teams, starting at 5:30. Mizzou will be in action against Paradise Jam. That'll be on Quicks either at 4:30 or 7 on Monday night. And the Chiefs and Rams will be on the captain coverage starting at 6. Kickoff about 7:20 from L.A. on Monday night. Then on Tuesday, busy night of basketball. The Lady Hounds and Hounds back together for a doubleheader at Penn Valley. I'll have the call from Kansas City. Pregame 4:50. Tip time is 5 at 7 here on Quicks. Truman men will be at Washburn Tuesday night. Brad with the call on Crest starting at 6:45. Then Mizzou football game Friday. Pregame coverage starts at 11:30 on Crest. Kickoff at 1:30. Truman women will be in Springfield at the Drury Classic to take on Davenport. Brad will have the call pregame 7:30 Friday night on Crest. And Friday, Lady Hounds and Hounds will start their Thanksgiving Classic. Women will take on Dodge City. The men will take on Highland. Double dip starting at 4:50. Tip times 5 and 7 here on Quicks next Saturday. Women will take on Highland. And the men will take on Motlow State. Once again, same times, 4:50, 5 and 7 are the tips on Quicks. The Los Angeles High School Football Class 1 semifinal. West Grand or Fayette will take on Hayter Thayer next Saturday on Crest, coverage at 12:40, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Eric and Scott will have that one for you again as well. So a busy week coming up as you get ready for Thanksgiving. We've got plenty of Hounds and Lady Hounds basketball for you, among other things. Greyhounds trailing 42-36 at the half. Halftime report has been brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artapplianceandfurniture.com. Teams are back out on the floor. We're getting ready for the start of the second half. We'll be back with that in 2 minutes. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on AM 1230 and FM 92.5 Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
A Billy Goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris of B-Craft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with B-Craft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at B-Craft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
And welcome back to Sedalia as we get ready for the start of the second half here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Greyhounds trailing Independence by a score of 42-36. Moberly in the white uniforms, gray numerals, red trim. They'll be going right to left here in the second half. Independence in the pale gold uniforms with the gold, blue lettering and the white numerals on the front and the blue numerals on the back will be going left to right. And Greyhounds are going to start the second half with Miller Moore, Verge, Raheem Sullivan, Taj Small, and Markelo Sullivan. They're going to start here in the second half. And for the Pirates, it'll be Ricky Edwards, T.J. Durham, Jabril Harris, Tyrese Berry, and Sean Pollock. Well, scoreboard's got it wrong because Will Rucker is out there. Markelo is still out there as well. I don't see Raheem Sullivan start the second half, so scoreboard's not quite right. Raheem's not out there. Markelo will start in his place here in the second. It is Pirates ball. They're going left to right. Durham will inbound. Inbounds pass will come into the backcourt. Perry with it. Across the timeline, he's guarded by Markelo Sullivan. Pass comes to the right side for Ricky Edwards. Edwards guarded by Verge. Verge playing with three personal fouls. Now switched off to the far side. Rucker also playing with three fouls, has it? Right, so Rucker has two, excuse me. Ball lobbed into the low post. Shot clock at 12. Kick back to the near side. The travel's going to be called on Harris on the inside. It's going to be Moberly ball. 42-36. Greyhounds into the front court. Verge drives the lane. Bounce pass off to Rucker. He's fouled on the shot attempt. He'll have two free throws coming up. The foul on Pollock will be his first. Team foul number one on the Pirates. Rucker looking for his first points of the night, averaging 3 points per game. 2 of 4 from the free throw line this season. First attempt rolls off to the left. Greyhounds were 12 of 21 from the stripe in the first half. And one more attempt coming up. Second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Missed them both. Rebound controlled by the Pirates. And a travel on the rebound against Pollock. It's going to be Moberly ball. Came down with it and then took a stutter step. Verge will trigger baseline far side of the basket. 31 seconds into the second half. Needs someone to peel open. Long pass will come out to Miller Moore near midcourt. Dribbling to his right up at the top. The key now comes back to his left. Ball fed left side for Verge. Long pass to the right corner. Marquilo for three. Left it short. Rebound controlled by Pollock. He'll leave it back for Barry. Hounds down six. 19 minutes remaining in the game. Durham top of the key, back to the right side of the floor for Barry. Feeds it inside. Harris zips it out into the far corner. Edwards for three is good. Ricky Edwards hits his fourth three of the game, 16 points. 45-36, 18:52 remaining. Burge, right side, up to the top of the key. Steps in an NBA three, out of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Harris. They get it out to Barry. Barry into the front court, working to his right. Maybe got away with a double dribble. Feeds it inside. Turnaround jumper up and in by Pollock for his first points. 45-36, largest lead for the Pirates. Verge sprints up the floor. Feeds it back to Rucker in traffic, and they'll call block underneath. Rucker is going to... Well, they're not going to put him on the line there. Say it was not a shooting foul. The foul on Pollock is second, team foul number two. Verge will inbound. Pass will come to the near side. No, Verge threw it off the back of the defender. His shot no good. Tipped to himself. Got it again. In two defenders. Knocked out of his hands. And we're going to have a tie-up. It's going to be Moberly's ball on the arrow. Verge looking for the sneaky two. Couldn't get the shot to fall. He'll inbound baseline near side of the basket. 18-17 remaining. Near side, Miller Moore in traffic. He's called for a double dribble. And Coach Smith wants a timeout. We're going to take a break with 18:15 remaining. Greyhounds trailing 47-36 back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
.18:15 remaining here in the second half. Greyhounds trailing Independence by a score of 47-36. It will be Harris inbound. And standing on the near sideline when he made the catch was Durham. It will be a turnover to Moberly. Durham was not paying attention to where his feet were. Greyhounds ball on the near sideline of the front court. Miller Moore will trigger, comes into Verge near the top of the key. Dribbles to his right. His floater from six, too strong, rebound fought for, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Moberly ball, last touch by Barry. With 18:05 remaining. 47-36, inbounds pass comes to the near corner. Miller Moore feeds it back into Verge, strong move to the rack, reverse layup, and that hit the bottom of the shot clock. It went in, but does not count. Coach Smith imploring his team to move the ball. A steal by Small, but he fell out of bounds with the ball on the baseline on the inbounds pass, and it's going to go back to Independence. 17:57 remaining. 47-36. Inbounds pass comes in near side. Ricky Edwards with it. Dribbles into the front court. Gives it back to left side of the floor. Reversed by Durham. Back to the near side now. Harris out on the right wing. Feeds it into the right corner. Durham drops inside. The shot is missed. The putback draws a foul, putting Pollock at the line to shoot two. And the foul was on Rucker. That'll be his third. Sean Pollock with 2 points. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Check that. Yeah, he's 0 of 1. Misses the first. He's now 0 of 2. Just the front end of 1 of 1 in the first half. 47-36, 17-42 remaining. 42-36 to halftime. Second free throw is good. Pollock has 3 points now. 48-36. Verge kicks out to the near side. Miller Moore in the corner gives it back out. Small between the circles off to his right for Verge. Up to the top of the key, still dribbling. Comes back out, now feeds inside to Rucker. Made the catch behind his defender. Shot no good. Got his own rebound. Put back good. Rucker getting his first points. 48-38, 17-20 remaining. Moberly pressing. Independence will break it into the front court. Near side deflected out of bounds by Markelo Sullivan. 17-14 left. It's 48-38 in favor of the Pirates. Inbounds pass comes in to Ricky Edwards. Dribbling to his left. Up to the top of the key, still dribbling at the free throw line. Takes the jumper over Verge, rattles out, no good. Rebound controlled by Miller Moore. Into the front court, right side. Crossing back to his left, spinning to his right. Kicks out to the right side, looking for Verge. Stolen by Edwards. Edwards up the floor. Takes it to the rack. The layup is good. Ricky Edwards with 18, 50 to 38, 16, 47 remaining. Verge into the front court, right side. Near side for Small. Steps into a three from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed by Rucker. The putback is good. Rucker with four. 50 to 40, 16 and a half minutes remaining. Barry in the backcourt. Guarded by Markelo Sullivan. Into the front court. The right elbow kicks to the right side. Finds Ricky Edwards. Edwards to the right corner. Brings it back out. Bounce pass fed back inside for Harris. Gets two defenders. Shot off the window. Gets the roll. Harris with 10. 52-40. Bounce pass front court. Miller Moore to the rack. Contact. No whistle. Layup's good. Miller Moore with 6. 52-42. I think the Greyhounds would rather have this pace, and it appears to be the case as Indianapolis is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break. 15:59 remaining. Here in the second half, Hounds down 52-42, back in 30 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
15:59 remaining. Greyhounds trailing by 10. Independence with the ball coming out of the timeout, and a foul before the inbounds pass will go against Markelo Sullivan. Oh, for a hold, that'll be his second personal, team foul number 2. Independence will inbound again, comes into Tyrese Berry. Back to the near side, Edwards in the front court. Back to Berry between the circles. Near side, Edwards bounces it to the baseline. Nothing there for Pollock. Gives it back out left side of the floor. Driving in. The shot is left short by Tiege Durham. Rebound tipped out to midcourt. Grabbed by Independence. Sullivan feeds it right side. Durham to the rack. Blocked from behind by Rucker. Verge saved it from going out of bounds. Verge gets it back from Rucker again. Into the front court. Kicks out to the right corner. Three on the way by Miller. Moore is good. He has nine. 52-45, 15-23 at the other end. Count it one. Chance for a three-point play. The foul is on Miller Moore. That'll be his first. And the foul is going to be on, the basket good for Tiege Durham. Chance for a three-point play. He's their leading scorer, 11.6 points per game. One of one from the stripe tonight. This free throw, off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Taj Small. Still a nine-point game, 15-20 remaining. Burge into the front court at the free throw line. Takes the jumper, it's good. His first points in the second half, he has 19, 54-47. Very into the front court. Bounce pass to the near side for Durham. Long pass back to the left side for Ricky Edwards. Gives it back out to Berry. Lobs a pass underneath, looking for Harris, and he was boxed out by Rucker, who picks up his fourth foul. Didn't need to commit that. He had the inside position. Just kind of gave him a little hip check. And checking into the game will be Isaiah Ford. That was a pass. It was not a shot. Why are they putting Harris at the line? Harris is still standing in line. The officials have picked up on their mistake. He's going to check out of the game now that he can. Pollard back in. Inbounds pass underneath the basket. A foul is going to be called on the shot attempt this time, and it's going to put Durham at the line. The foul was on Isaiah Ford, his first. And that was team foul number five on the Greyhounds with 14:56 remaining. Down seven at the line, Durham. He's one of two from the stripe, has 8 points. First free throw is good. 55-47. As the Roadrunners start to come in for their game. They'll play Allen County next. Second free throw good. Durham with 10. He's the third Pirate in double digits. 56-47. Into the front court. Verge, top of the key. Breaks past two defenders. Kicks out near side. Small for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by the Pirates. Grabbed by Pollard. Long pass up the floor underneath the basket. A foul is going to be called on Ford. Bringing up two free throws. That's number two on Ford. And at the line will be Amadi Jakin. Looking for his first points. He's 7 of 12 from the free throw line this year. Misses the first. He's averaging 7.3 points per game. 14:42 remaining, 56-47. Second free throw is good. 10-point lead for the Pirates again. Verge into the front court near top of the key. Has it between the rings, going to his right. Gives it back up top of the key. Miller Moore head fakes a three, drives the lane right side, dishes to the right corner. Marquilo for three. Bang! His second three of the game, he's got eight. 57-50 with 14:21 remaining. Long pass into the front court, left side for Durham. In the lane, passes to the right side, reversed up top of the key. Berry for three, off target left. Rebound controlled by the Pirates. And pass back out to Berry at the arc. And then nearly threw it away. Saved on the far sideline by Durham. Fresh shot clock. On the left side, baseline jumper from Durham from 10, no good. Rebound. Small had it ripped out of his hands. We'll have a tie-up. And it's going to be Independence ball on the air with 13:53 remaining. 57-49. It'll be Ricky Edwards inbound on the baseline. Ford has a seat as Shabril Jang is into the game for the Greyhounds. Inbounds pass goes into the far corner for Durham and a quick whistle, and Jang was tied up at the top of the lane. He picks up his first foul as he was tangled up with Jakeen. Team foul number 7 on Mobley. It's going to bring up 1-1. Jakeen 1-of-2 from the free throw line, has only 1 point, averaging 7.3 per game. 13:52 remaining. It's 57-49 in favor of the Pirates. First free throw is no good. The rebound controlled by the Greyhounds. Burge into the front court, top of the key. Working to his left. Kicks it back out. Miller Moore for three. Bang! And a whistle. And a foul after the shot called on Raekwon Drake. That's his third personal. And they called a flagrant on him. So at the line will be Pollard shooting two. As the Hounds have just got it to 5, Pollard hits the first. He's now 4-5 from the line, has 8 points. Hook Pollard's arm as the three was made. Second free throw is good. Barry's going to sit down for Independence. Kofi Mays back into the game. 59-52, 13:42 remaining. Inbounds pass will come into Mays. He'll give it back to Durham up the far sideline into the front court, into the lane. Splits two defenders. His pass deflected, gets his own rebound, the putback, and a foul. Chance for a three-point play for Durham. The foul was called on Drake. That'll be his fourth. Durham at the line has 12 points. He's 3-of-4 from the line. And the free throw is good. 13 for him now. 62-52, 13.5 minutes remaining. Front court near side of the floor. Ball reverse top of the key. Miller Moore to his right, finds Verge. Verge into the right corner. Marquilo for three. Bang! His third three of the game, and a timeout taken by the Hounds with 13:19 remaining. Overly trailing 62-55. Back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Remaining. Greyhounds trailing Independence by a score of 62-55. Mobley led by Alonzo Verge Jr. with 19 points. Sean Miller Moore has 12. Marquilo Sullivan has 11, just his third three. Independence led by Ricky Edwards with 18. Tease Durham has 13. 10 for Jabril Harris. 9 for Anquavius Pollard. And 8 for Kofi Mays. Pirates ball coming out of the timeout. And the inbounds pass will come in from Durham. We'll get it back and bring it up the floor. Mays into the front court left side for Edwards. Ricky Edwards dribbling to his right, back to the near side. He'll find Durham. Long pass back to Edwards. He's in the low post for Jakeen. Shot is up and in. Pollard with the basket. Three at the other end by Marquilo, left short. The rebound controlled by Kofi Mays. 64-55, 12:53 remaining. Into the front court, near side. Kick back out. Now left side. Ball fed in once again. And the shot up and in by Pollard. Same play. Keen with the assist. 66-55, 12:39 left. Near side. Miller Moore Head fakes a three, drives into lane, splits two defenders, count it one. Sean Miller Moore with 14 points. The foul is on Jakeen. That'll be his second. One of four Pirates with two personal fouls. No one has more than two for Independence. Drake and Rucker with four apiece, Small and Verge with three each, along with Hood for the Greyhounds. And the free throw is good by Miller Moore. It's 15 points. His first attempt of the night. 66-58, 12-27 remaining. Mays in the front court left side. He'll give it off. Durham with it. Off to Edwards, working to his left. Left side of the floor. Holding the ball is Durham. Dribbles out near midcourt around Miller Moore. Shot clock at 9. Into the lane to the rack. Forced off his path. Shot no good. Rebound Verge. Verge up the floor, one on two. Verge pulls up from the left elbow. Won't go. Rebound controlled by the Pirates. Near steal at midcourt. But the Pirates get through. Dish underneath. The shot won't go. Tip in won't go. Rebound Greyhounds. Couple of misses by Mays and Edwards. 11:47 remaining. Greyhounds down 8. Verge near midcourt. The top of the key. Curling to his left. Back to his right. Stops his dribble. Needs help. Bounces it outside. Small. Runner from the left side. Won't go. The putback is good by Miller Moore. He has 17 at 66-60. 11:24 remaining. Verge with 19. Miller Moore with 17. Front court near side of the floor. On the dribble is Ricky Edwards. Leaves it off left side. Driving in. Now dish underneath. Shot up and in. Won't go by Pollard. Loose ball controlled by Miller Moore. 11 minutes left. Greyhounds only down 6. Into the front court. Miller Moore lays it up and in. He has 19. It's a 4-point game. 10:50 remaining. 66-62. Mays. Between the circles, working left. Gets a screen from Pollard. Now gives it back up top of the key. Jakeen to the near side of the floor. He'll find Durham. Durham on the dribble, working to the baseline. 9 on the shot clock. 10.5 minutes left in the game. Long pass left corner. Edwards for 3. It's good. He has 21 points. As Manieri got there a little late to close out on the defense. At the other end, Verge's runner draws the foul. He'll shoot 2. Got the shot off as he fell to the floor. Wouldn't go in. The foul on Durham will be his third. 69-62, 10-16 remaining. That last basket by Markelo Sullivan a few minutes ago apparently was ruled a 2. He's credited with 10 points right now. It's 69-62. First free throw is good. By Verge, now has 20. He's 5 of 6 from the line. Both teams will make a number of substitutions. Mike Hood back into the game for the Hounds, along with Raheem Sullivan. Berry's back into the game, along with Harris and Pollock for Independence. Verge trying to cut it to 5. 10-16 left in the second half, and the second free throw is good. Verge with 21. 69-64. Durham, long pass in the front court, left side, Berry. They'll give it back out to Mays near midcourt. Dribbling right, dribbling left, back. Left side for Berry. Around the perimeter, near side of the floor now. Finds Durham. Shot clock at 12. Durham, jump stop, fires up a shot, somehow got it to fall. Durham with 15. 71-64, 9:50 remaining. Verge into the front court. Working to his right, has it near the top of the key, steps into a 3, off the heel, no good, rebound tipped around, grabbed by the Pirates. Pollock reels it in. He'll leave it back for Mays, 9:35 remaining, front court left side of the floor. Runner by Berry, off target, no good, tip in, won't go, ball deflected out of bounds, it's going to stay with Independence. 9:27 remaining. Greyhounds down 7. Berry will trigger. Lobs into the far side of the floor. Durham with it. Curling to his right. Feeds it back inside. Deflected out of bounds. And it was off Harris. It'll be Moberly ball. 9:22 left in the contest. Greyhounds trailing 71-64. Burge looks over the sideline for instructions as he crosses the timeline into the front court, curling to his left. Kicks out left corner. Three on the way by Hood. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around and saved on the far sideline. Minieri going for it. They're going to call a foul on Minieri. Now they're just going to stay out of bounds off him. It looked like they're going to signal him for a foul there. Going for the loose ball. Markelo Sullivan back in. Ricky Edwards back in for Independence. 9:06 remaining here in the second half. Greyhounds trailing 71-64. Kofi Mays into the front court. Near side for Ricky Edwards. Gives it back up. Berry between the circles. Guarded by Burge. Shot clock at 19. Berry to his right. Back to his left around the screen. Into the lane. Jumper from 12. Too strong. Rebound fought for. And tipped out to midcourt for Verge. Two on two. Verge to the rack himself. Left the layup short. Rebound Minieri. Put it on the floor. Verge ends up with it. Count it one. Verge gets the bucket. A chance for a three-point play. As Minieri couldn't find the handle, but Verge did. The foul on Ricky Edwards is his second. Team foul number five on the Pirates. With 8:37 remaining. Juan Edwards back into the game, replacing Tyrese Berry. Burge at the line, 23 points. He's 6 of 7 from the free throw line. That one's good. 24 points for him now. It's down to a four-point game. 8:37 left, 71-67. Hounds have trailed by as many as 12 here in the second half. Here midcourt, Mays with it. Working to his right. Brings it back out, deflected out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Verge. That's going to be number four as he's going for the reach. Team foul number 10. With 8:23 remaining, Verge has to be careful the rest of the way. 71-67. Kofi Mays at the line. 6 of 10 from the stripe. He has 8 points. First attempt on its way. Rattles home. His first point of the second half. 72-67. Greyhounds have chipped away at the lead. Second free throw is good. It's back to a 6-point game. Mays with 10 now. He's the fifth Pirate in double digits. Verge top of the key. Pass goes right side. Markelo for three. Off the rim short. Rebound controlled by Independence. Grabbed by Pollock. Into the front court near side Edwards. Back up to midcourt. Mays with it. Guarded by Markelo Sullivan. Now the pass goes off to Redmond to the near side of the floor. Gives it back out. Ricky Edwards dribbling to his left. And he's called for a double dribble as he tried to get around Taj Small. It'll be Moberly ball with 7:54 remaining. 73-67. Greyhounds just need one more good push here. Plenty of time. As Verge will bring it into the front court. Up to the top of the key. Going for the alley-oop, and Miller Moore couldn't complete the connection. Rebound grabbed by Pollock. Near side of the floor, Redmond with it. Dribbling to his left. Back to his right. 7.5 minutes remaining. Top of the key, Redmond. Guarded by Verge. Leans in on Verge. They'll call the offensive foul. Redmond picks up his first as he's trying to get Verge to foul out of the game. Verge doing a good job of backing up and avoiding the contact while still playing defense. 73-67. Ball rolls into the front court, picked up by Verge at the top of the key. Tries to shake his defender. Now kicks out to the right corner. Markelo gives it back up top of the key. Small left side for Verge. Shot clock at 20. Verge to his right. Here the left elbow, back outside the arc again. Still dribbling. Feeds it back top of the key. Miller Moore for three. Bang! He has 22 points. It's a three-point game. 7:05 left. 73-70. Ball lobbed underneath. Harris has it ripped away by Taj Small. He'll find Miller Moore into the front court, and a foul, a block will be called underneath. Small going for the catch. Kofi Mays couldn't get his feet stopped. Picks up the third personal, team foul number 7. And Taj Small going to line to shoot a 1-1. Greyhounds trailing only by 3 with 6:51 remaining. Small is 6 of 8 from the free throw line, has 8 points, all in the first half. Freshman from Durham, North Carolina. Came into the game 83% from the stripe. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Kicked out to the near side. And it's out of bounds. Markelo Sullivan trying to save it from going out of bounds. Could not keep it in bounds. Three-point game, 6:47 remaining. Alex Torres back in the game. We'll get into the front court for the Pirates. He's off left side of the floor for Redmond. Guarded by Markelo Sullivan. Redmond still dribbling. Shot clock at 19. Feeds it inside. Ball fed in the lane for Harris. Harris gives it back out to the right corner. Reversed up to Ricky Edwards. Shot clock at 10. He's at the top key, dribbling left. In traffic. Has his shot. It'll be an offensive foul on the Pirates. I think they caught Harris on the clear out. No, check it. They're going to call Edwards for the contact. That'll be his third. 6:24 remaining. The Hounds only down 3. Verge into the front court left side. He's guarded by Torres. Working to his left and contact. Torres reached in. That'll be his second. Team foul number 8, and they'll put Verge at the line to shoot a 1-1. 6:14 remaining. In regulation, Greyhounds trailing 73-70. Urge for 24 points already at the free throw line. First one spins out, no good. The rebound controlled by Independence. Only his second miss of the night. Still a three-point game. Pirates with the ball in the front court. Torres at the jump circle, guarded by Markelo Sullivan. Goes around the screen, set by Harris. Gives it back up to the top to keep Pollock with it. Left side for Redmond. Redmond splits two defenders, and contact was made. As he started his drive to the basket. They're going to call on Miller Moore. That's his second. Both teams will be shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. Derek Redmond, 5.8 points per game. Looking for his first points of the night. 3 of 4 from the stripe this year. It's the first. Rucker comes back into the game. He's going to replace Manieri. Second free throw on its way is good. Redmond hit them both. 75-70, 5:50 left. Greyhounds down 5. They've not led since the first half. Verge near side. Guarded by Torres. Gives it back top of the key. Miller Moore with it. Feeds it inside to Verge. They're going to call a foul on Torres. Be his third, team foul number 10. Verge at the line shooting 2. Verge has arm hooked, is trying to make a cut to the baseline. First free throw on its way. He spins home. Alonzo Verge, 25 points now. Now 8 of 10 from the free throw line. And the second free throw spins off to the right, no good. Rebound controlled by Harris. 75-71, coming up on 5.5 minutes remaining. Redmond in the front court near side. Inside to Harris, stolen away by Verge. Verge weaves through traffic into the front court, into lane, bounces it to Miller Moore underneath the basket. His shot, he's fouled, cut it 1. Count the bucket for Miller Moore, who has 24 points now. And the foul underneath the basket on Pollock will be his third. Chance for Sean Miller Moore to cut it to a 1-point game with 5:19 remaining. 75-73. Miller Moore made his only free throw attempt of the night. This one spins out, the rebound controlled by Independence, grabbed by Jabril Harris. Into the front court, Alex Torres between the circles, dribbling to his left. Comes around the screen, comes back up to the top of the key, runs into Rucker, play continues. Into the lane, pass dished off to Harris, is stolen by Miller Moore, long outlet pass. He'll find Taj Small to the rack, who dunks it, and we're tied. Small with 10, and the Hounds have tied it up at 75 with 4:51 remaining. Left side of the floor. Redmond dribbling out near midcourt. Has it taken away by Taj Small, and he wants a timeout. And did he get it? No, they're going to call a held ball. It's going to be Independence ball on the arrow. A held ball with 4:38 remaining. Now they've got to decide if Small had possession of it or not. Determine if it's shot clock's going to be reset, and they do reset it. Coach Smith is saying if he didn't have possession, then it should not have reset. If he did have possession, he should have been granted the timeout. He's not going to win the argument. A fresh shot clock for the Pirates, 4:38 remaining. Inbounds pass comes into the backcourt for Mays. Greyhounds fans not happy with the decision there either. Near side Redmond gives it off to his left. He'll find Edwards back to the near side, reverse to the left once more. In the lane, shot by Durham, draws a foul, and that's going to be on Rucker. Will Rucker's evening comes to an end with 4 points, fouling out with 4:23 remaining. Now put Tiege Durham at the line. That's 15 points. Tubbo Manieri back into the game for the Greyhounds with 4:23 left. 75 all. Durham 4-5 from the stripe, misses the first. One more attempt coming up. Don't forget, we'll have the Lindy's College football report coming up after our postgame show tonight here on Quicks. Second free throw. Bounces in. Durham with 16 points. 76-75 in favor of Independence. Burge throws it at the rack, almost went in. Got an injured Pirate on the floor. At the other end, saving from going out of bounds is Mays, but he saved it to the Greyhounds, Small with it. As Pollard got up, and a timeout's going to be taken as they're going to deal with Pollard may be bleeding a little bit. He went to the floor. I don't see any blood, and they say he's okay. So it's going to be Greyhounds ball on the near sideline, down one. With 4:05 remaining, 76-75. Miller Moore will trigger. Verge saved it from going to the backcourt after he touched it. Verge with it near the top of the key. Under 4 minutes to play now. Shot clock at 15. The top of the key. Steps into an NBA three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Verge. He tried to save it from going out of bounds. Threw off Pollard, but stayed in bounds and picked up by the Pirates. 3:43 remaining. Into the front court, left side is Mays. Off the left side, and Small going for a time. This time, they're going to give the timeout to Independence. And Coach Smith wants to know why there's a double standard. The same exact thing happened at midcourt. The Greyhounds did not get the timeout there. This time, the Pirates do. With 3:36 remaining at 76-75, Independence back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
And welcome back to Sedalia. J.B. Conley with you. 3:36 left in regulation. Greyhounds trailing Independence 76-75. The Pirates come into the contest having won three straight after losing their first three. They lost to Marshalltown 94-73, at Indian Hills 58-53, and to Labette 83-82. And then they won three straight by 20 over Louisiana Christian Prep, by 10 over Oklahoma Wesleyan University's JV, and a 101-47 win over the Southwestern Christian JV. Of course, they'll play State Fair tomorrow. Pirates ball, 3:36 left, 20 on the shot clock. Mays will trigger in front of his own bench on the far sideline. Comes in to Redmond. Gives it back to Mays at the jump circle, working to his right, picked up by Small, leaves off left side Edwards. Curls left, gets into the corner. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Weaving back to the near side, picks up his dribble, feeds it left side, now zips it underneath, wide open, laying it up and in is Pollard, who now has 15 points. 78-75 in favor of the Pirates, 3:15 remaining. Near side, three, Small for the lead, tie is no good. Rebound Moberly kicked out and taken away by Durham. And Miller Moore reached in. That'll be his third personal, two free throws coming up at the other end. With 3:08 remaining, 78-75 in favor of the Pirates. Durham at the line has 16 points. One of five Pirates in double digits. The Greyhounds have four players in double digits. First free throw is good. Durham now 6 of 8 from the line. Maneri will sit down again for the Greyhounds. Second free throw is good. It's a 5-point lead, 80-75. Durham with 18 now. Burge into the front court right side. In traffic, stripped of the ball, loose on the floor, going for it, saves it on the baseline, needs to get rid of it. And his pass was intercepted by Edwards at the free throw line. 2:52 remaining. It's 80-75. Into the front court, near side of the floor on the dribble, Edwards crossing to his left. Feeds it off there, finds Redmond coming back to his right. Shot clock at 15, near side for Mays. Off to his right for Redmond. Into low post, the travel's going to be called on Pollard. Moberly ball. 2:34 left, it's 80-75. Greyhounds down five with the ball. Miller Moore into the front court. Top of the key working left. Back to his right. Dishes out right side. Three by Marquilo. Bang! His third three of the game. He's got 13 points and a timeout taken by the Greyhounds. With 2:19 remaining, it's 80-78 in favor of Independence. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
And welcome back to Sedalia. J.B. Conley with you. 2:19 remaining in regulation. Greyhounds trailing 80-78. Burge with 25. Miller Moore with 24. Marquilo Sullivan with 13. Taj Small with 10. Independence led by Ricky Edwards with 21. Tej Durham with 18. And Quivius Pollard with 15. Pirates ball coming out of the timeout. And Mobley gets a quick steal. Marquilo gives it back out to Miller Moore. A 2 to tie, a 3 to take the lead, 2:15 remaining. Burge near the top of the key. Dribbles, now passes into left corner. Marquilo for the lead. Bang! His fourth three. The Greyhounds lead 81-80 with 2:02 remaining. That is the eighth lead change of this contest. Pirates into the front court. Berry with it on the dribble. Just came back into the game. Near side of the floor, he'll find Ricky Edwards. Edwards back to the left side of the floor. He finds Mays, curling back to his right. Kept the dribble as he slid to the floor. Ball stolen. Burge feeds it up the floor. Going to the rack. Marquilo lays it up and in. He has 18. It's a three-point lead for the Hounds. 1:32 left. Ball fed into left corner. Kick back out. Three on the way by Ricky Edwards. Will tie it up. He has 24 points. That's the fifth tie of the game. 83 all, 1:22 remaining. Front court right side. Verge in traffic. Long pass near side. Small open for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Moberly and a foul call. They'll put Marquilo at the line to shoot two. So he grabbed the rebound in traffic. And the foul was on Kofi Mays. That'll be his fourth. At the line, Marquilo Sullivan. 71% from the stripe this year. This will be his first attempt of the game. He's got 18 points. First free throw is good. Mobley has the lead again. 84-83. And checking back into the game will be Jabril Harris. He'll replace Anquavius Pollard. Greyhounds with a one-point lead, 1:12 remaining. And the second free throw by Sullivan is also good. He has 20 points. Three Hounds with 20-plus points and a full timeout taken by Moberly. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Moberly up 85-83. You're listening to Hounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
We're told that mom knows best, but when it comes to clothes for me and my brother, let's be serious. We know what we like, but you won't find us at the mall. That's not my thing.
Our kids love Kids Caboose. Kids Caboose carries gently used clothing in all the latest styles. We can save up to 70% off of mall prices. Check out all the latest specials on the Kids Caboose Facebook page. Kids Caboose in historic downtown Moberly, the largest children's store in North Central Missouri.
One-12 remaining in regulation. The Greyhounds leading by a score of 85-83 here on AM 1230. KWIX Moberly, 92.5. KWIX FM Cairo and CentralMoInfo.com. We've had a wild one here. We've had five ties, eight lead changes. Two of those lead changes here in the second half. One in the second half. Seven of them in the first half. Greyhounds leading 85-83. Alonzo Verge with 25 points, Sean Miller-Moore with 24, and Marquilo Sullivan with 20. Pirates led by Ricky Edwards with 24 and Tiege Durham with 18. Pirates ball coming out of the timeout. As Greyhounds have fought their way back from being down 12 here in the second half. Inbounds pass will come in to Tyrese Berry. Start in the backcourt by Miller-Moore, crossing the timeline. Has it near the top of the key now. 1 minute left. Ball fed to the high post. Now zipped underneath. The shot up and in and a foul. Edwards ties the game up. Has a chance for a three-point play. The foul is on Raekwon Drake, and he fouls out of the game with 1 point. With 56.3 seconds remaining. 85 all. Coach Smith is going to put Manieri into the contest. At the line, Ricky Edwards, game high 26 points. He is 2 of 5 from the stripe. And the attempt here is no good. Rebound Moberly. Tied at 85, 54 seconds and counting. Verge will bring it into the front court for the Greyhounds. Crosses the timeline with 48. Works his way to the right side. He'll hand it off. Marquilo, NBA range. Rims out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Comes out to the top. Key picked up by Independence with 38 seconds remaining. Berry will get it into the front court. A 9 seconds difference between the two clocks. Berry still dribbling at midcourt. Eyed by Miller-Moore. Tie ball game. Very top of the key, and a timeout will be taken by the Pirates. And we are going to keep it here. 85 all, 21.7 seconds left, 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. It is a full timeout. And we are going to keep it here, however. Coming up after the game, we'll have our post-game show, and then after that, we'll send it to the Windy's College Football Report. If you're looking for more basketball tonight, you need to get your hoops fixed. Drew and Ben are about to tip off at Northwest Missouri State. Brad Boyer, Hank Jensen will have a call of that game over on Kress. We'll be back here tomorrow. The Greyhounds will take on Allen County of Kansas. Then it'll be a 4:50 pregame, 5 o'clock, the tip. Here on Information Radio Quicks. We'll also have the Truman women on Quicks tomorrow as they'll take on Winona State. 12:45, the pregame. Ben Winstein will have that. We've got Mizzou football on the captain tomorrow at Tennessee. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. And Fayette West Grand football will be on Crest tomorrow, 12:40, the pregame. 1 o'clock, the kickoff. So a busy weekend for you. Chiefs will play Monday night. We'll have that on the captain. Mizzou basketball Sunday on Crest. Scheduled for a 4 o'clock broadcast. And we'll have our boys' high school basketball tip-off show on Crest Monday night starting at 5:30. Independence with the ball. Tie game, 85-all, 21.7 seconds left. Kofi Mays will inbound from the near sideline. He'll throw it into the backcourt for Barry. Shot clock to 10 as he crosses the timeline again. Into the front court. Edwards to the near side, gets it back in the corner, drives inside. His shot high off the window is good. Edwards with 28. Shot clock's turned off. 10 seconds left. Hounds down two. Verge in traffic to the rack, and he is fouled. The shot didn't go. He'll have two free throws coming up with 7.6 seconds remaining. The foul is on Pollard. That's his second. Hounds down to Verge at the line, shooting two. And they want to dry up for Verge at the floor. 7.6 seconds remain. The Greyhounds trailing 87-85. Alonzo Verge is 8 of 11 from the stripe tonight. Team high, 25 points. First attempt on its way. Rims out, no good. We'll see if they go for the intentional miss here or make the free throw and go for a foul. 7.6 seconds left. Second free throw off the rim and rolls in. Verge with 26. And the Greyhounds will take a full timeout. We're going to take a break as well. Moberly down 87-86, 7.6 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
seconds remaining. The Greyhounds trailing 87-86. It'll be Independence ball coming out of the timeout. Marbley led by Alonzo Verge Jr., 26 points. Sean Millamore, 24, and Markelo Sullivan with 20. Lady Hounds winning earlier today. By a score of 74-65. They're now 3-2 on the year. They'll take on Marshalltown tomorrow. They beat Des Moines Area Community College today. The Hounds have Verge, Markelo Sullivan, Taj Small, Miller Moore, Isaiah Ford on the floor. Jabril Harris will inbound for Independence. They'll bounce it into the corner. And in a trap is Mays, and a tie-up is forced. Mobley will get the ball back with 4.3 seconds left on the arrow. Mays had nowhere to go with it. And rather than take a timeout, he was tied up. Mobley with the ball down one, 4.3 seconds left. Burge will trigger from the far sideline. Looking for someone to peel open. Marquilo does. He'll give it back to Burge, who lost the handle, tipped to midcourt, and Independence is going to win. As Mobley could not get a final shot off, Independence wins 87-86. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
A Billy Goat from Failing's Mill Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing's Mill Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks. Greyhounds lose this one to Independence by a score of 87-86. Mobley led by Alonzo Verge with 26 points. Sean Miller-Moore had 24. Marquilo Sullivan had 20 points. Taj Small had 10. Will Rucker had 4. Raheem Sullivan and Raekwon Drake each had 1. Independence was led by Ricky Edwards with 28. Tej Durham with 18. And Quavius Pollard had 15. 10 each for Kofi Mays and Jabril Harris. 3 points for Sean Pollock, 2 for Derek Redman, 1 point for Mamadi Jakin. Moberly finished the game 19 of 35 from the free throw line. Independence. We'll add it up real quick. 25 of 40 from the charity stripe. We had 6 ties and 9 lead changes in this one. As Greyhounds fall 87-86. And Coach Smith will be making his way up here momentarily. Probably jumped out, had lead as many as 4 in the first half. Pirates came back, went up by as many as 10 before Mobley got back into the game in the first half, and they stretched the lead out to 12 in the second half. Mobley came back tied. It took the lead late. Pirates getting a late basket from Ricky Edwards. Burge missed the front end of 2 free throws. So it was a 1-point game, 7 seconds left. Independence got the ball in, but was tied up. Solid defense by the Hounds, and with 4 seconds left, they got the ball in, could not get a shot off. Try and get the ball into Verge's hands, and probably falls by a score of 87-86. They are now 4-1 on the year. Independence improves to 4-3. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto Arts Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, B-Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Mobley, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Weiss Agency, and Mobley and Sellers Weiss Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com, and MACC, the college for you in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Join us now, the head coach of the Mobley Greyhounds, Pat Smith. And, Coach, entertaining game. Unfortunately, just not enough points on your side tonight.
No, we ended up 1 point short. We kind of botched the last second play. And I told Kilo to come off looking for the shot. If he didn't have it, to pitch it as though we had a shot. And I don't know. I messed that one up for us. I probably should just not changed anything on the play. And But, you know, it comes down to we weren't good enough over 40 minutes. And if we had won, I'd said the same thing. It'd been a nice win. We beat the alternative we're in right now. But I'm not sure we played well enough to deserve the win.
Three guys in 20 or more points for you tonight. Verge, Miller Moore, and Marquelo Sullivan. Just not enough around them tonight. Not a fourth player to step up.
No, we had some guys didn't have very good nights. We're still trying to figure out who to play. We're a work in progress. I knew that going into tonight. All you hope to do at this time of year is try to keep winning and keep learning. But as it is, we got beat by a team that, you know, to be honest with you, I think we're better than. But I give them a lot of credit, man. They played tonight.
Game was tightly called on both sides of the floor. I think it was fairly called, but I think the Independents did a little bit better job of recognizing how it was being called in the first half.
Well, we just committed some bad fouls, and, you know, at the end, you know, we're up three at one point. Had a chance to, I think, put the game away. They hit a three to tie it. But I think we missed at one stretch. We hit one out of eight possible free throws, and that was really important. And I thought the second half we did a good job of getting to the foul line. You know, we battled foul trouble all night. And just to be honest with you, we got outplayed and we got outcoached.
Not a lot of time to dwell on this one. You've got Allen County here tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we need to bounce back and try to get a win. We just got to play better. I mean, tonight I think there was too many times, especially the first half, where we tried to play a little bit of hero ball. We didn't move the basketball. We had guys trying to do too much with it. We're a pretty good offensive team when we're simplistic. We come down. We work hard to get open. We work hard to make cuts. And at the same time, at that point, we seem to get a lot more guys involved. And tonight, our involvement wasn't much. Now, Todd Small did not have a good night. I think he'll bounce back. He wanted to play well. Great job. I think at one point in the second half, we were 13 down. We came back and took a three-point lead. We had every right to win the game. We just didn't get the stops to win it. Had a couple of offensive situations that didn't go our way. And in the end, it's a tough loss. But it's one we need to learn from. It's early in the year. We are a work in progress, and we need to get better.
Coach,
we do that coming into tonight.
Appreciate your time. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks, JB. Appreciate it.
That's Pat Smith joining us here on the postgame show. Greyhounds fall tonight by a score of 87-86. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. Our producer, Mark Carter, back in the studio doing a great job as always. And thanks to you for listening. Our final score tonight, Greyhounds fall 87-86 to Independence. They're now 4-1 on the year. We'll have more Greyhounds basketball tomorrow afternoon. Greyhounds play Allen County of Kansas here in Sedalia. We'll have the pregame 4:50, tip at 5 o'clock here on Information Radio Quicks. I'm JB Connolly. Have a great night, everyone.